recording. Again, I'm Deborah. I'm with American University, and we're partnered with DT Central Kitchen. I'm asking your first name only.
Cassandra.
How you doing, Cassandra, today? I'm supposed to ask you your age if you want to tell me. You don't have to.
65.
Okay, great. So what has been the biggest challenge for you during the pandemic?
Really hasn't been much of a challenge for me, to be honest with you. I feel like I've been blessed during the pandemic. I've been working pretty much since the pandemic. I had maybe like 1 month, about a month and a half of doing unemployment. But other than that, I think I've been truly blessed with during the pandemic. I had a full-time job for maybe like 3 months. So normally I have a part-time job, but I have actually came into a full-time job for about 3 months.
Wow, awesome. So I was going to ask you, is anything good you could think of came out of the pandemic? What you think that would be?
I'm still alive.
Oh, great. That's great.
I didn't get COVID. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, if you had one word to describe the pandemic and your experiences, what word could you think of?
I thank God thank God for what he's done for us during the pandemic. And we lost some people, but it's still, we know there's a God.
Did you have any problems accessing food?
Did I have what? Answer?
Any problems accessing food? Did you have any, issues with how?
No. Food? No, I haven't.
Now, even with corner stores, you think they were stocked up well enough to accommodate the community?
The stores that I went to, yes, I think they were pretty. They weren't bad.
Moving forward. First of all, how do you think the District of Columbia responded to the pandemic?
I think fairly well compared to what I thought it could have been. I think it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
So moving forward, what do you think they can do better, to be?
Well, just continue to help people who are struggling, financially, and who need housing or whatever it is that they're in need of, to make things better for people, because a lot of people are still struggling.
So do you have any fears at this point about COVID? I know when we first started, everybody was scared. We didn't know what to do. So now that we have arrived to this point, what would be some of the fears that you have?
Well, I don't have a fear of COVID, but I just pray that, there'll be no more deaths. And I hope that, the people who are recovering from COVID continue to survive COVID and, still be here with us.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. We did it in 3:36. I appreciate the time you took out to talk to me.